under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand by, look by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome into Hump Day Wednesday, June 26, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information coming out of Lansing regarding the budget. The governor is still wanting to steal $670 million, divert it from the public school teachers' retirement account. Teachers' unions appear to be standing by idly, letting them do it. So very interesting, very interesting. Expect them to be fully wrapped up with this legislative session tomorrow. Thursday, they will be done for the summer. It's time to hit the campaign trail. It's time to knock doors, put up signs, give interviews, participate in debates, answer the questions from the people. Get into the real crux of their re-election or new election of many candidates here this August 6th primary. It's coming. Absentee ballots have been mailed out in most municipalities. There are still a few that are screwed up. They have candidates on the ballot that shouldn't be on the ballot, so they had to reprint the ballots, disseminate them, get them to the clerks for them to mail out to you. They're coming. If you haven't gotten yours already, let me know either way. If you've sent in the application to your local clerk and you wanted to receive an absentee ballot, text me a Y for yes, I've received my ballot, or an N, no, I haven't received my ballot. I'm going to do a short unscientific poll of our listeners, let you know what the results are. Y, yes, I've received my absentee ballot. N, for no, I haven't. So one of the things I want to get into today, I want to absolutely be part of with you today, is a discussion about the process. The budget going to be passed, possibly today or tomorrow. They wrap up the legislative session, they come home, they start knocking doors, they start making themselves available. Now, there's no excuse whatsoever that Ken Borton, Cam Cavett, Parker Fairburn, Congressman Jack Bergman can't attend the radio station's first biennial debate at the Ellison Place on Thursday, July the 11th. We have a flyer for it. If you'd like the flyer, text me debate. It's got the location, the address, the times, all of it. I'm hoping that you can come, bring some friends, Ellison Place is going to be having about 300 chairs already set up. They said they have another 200 on standby, another additional 200 if we need them. This could be a big event, folks. Everybody's been invited. Everybody's been put on constructive notice. I sent the flyer text message to Congressman Jack Bergman's cell phone, as well as his communications director, James Hogue. Share this flyer. When I text it to you, you're obligated to send it out to at least 10 people. I know I say that all the time, but it is part of the deal. If I send it to you, you got to forward it on. And ask those people to forward it on as well. Questions for Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Next segment, we'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us from Sioux St. Marie at Sioux Animal Hospital is a senior vet student. Caitlin's on the line. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Got a great day happening up here in northern Michigan. Caitlin, where are you at in your education process in becoming a veterinarian for your own practice or whatever you decide to do? Where exactly are you at in the education chain that you have to go through?
I am in my doctorate program right now. I'm in my fourth and final year of vet school at MSU. In March, we transitioned from the classroom portion into the clinical portion.
Now, let me ask you that. So basically, you've gone through all the classes that is required to actually get the veterinarian license. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I have completed all the classes. We have to complete 1 year of clinicals, which I'm in right now through May. And we have to pass our licensing exam, the NAVLE, in November or December.
Okay, so in that process, where have you taken up this year requirement for fulfilling that obligation? Where have you been? Have you been totally at Sioux Animal Hospital the whole time? Have you been moving around? What have you been doing?
So I started off at Michigan State. They have a lot of required rotations that we need to do, and then you get a couple electives to choose what you want to do. So okay. I've done orthopedic surgery. I did emergency and critical care. I did anesthesia rotation. I went over to a large animal equine clinic downstate. So that was one of my externships, and right now I'm home on vacation.
Oh, and of course, working at Sioux Animal Hospital.
I had to come visit.
You had to come visit. Excellent. Let me ask you this question. Did you decide to take those electives? You mentioned the horses and large breed animals and things like that. Why did you decide to go in that direction? Do you have plans that you could share with the audience and basically explain to us your thought process as you went through those electives?
Yeah, absolutely. So Michigan State focuses on dogs, cats, cattle, and horses in our classroom portion. And they do have a large animal clinic. Anyone with large animals knows that that's one of the referral centers that you use if you have an issue. And I just wanted to further my education in those large animals so that I can bring that back to the Upper Peninsula.
So your plans are to return back to the Sioux Animal Hospital?
I'd love to come back to the area.
Oh, excellent. Because I know Jeff, he's like today, for example, he said, hey, can Caitlin sub in for me? I have to extract a tooth. And I'm like, yeah, dude, all right, whatever. Yeah, not a problem. Love Caitlin. Love to have her on the show. But the point is, you know, it's so difficult to find veterinarians, and even he was saying veterinarian techs, veterinarian assistants. Why is this industry, with all of us Americans absolutely loving our animals? I mean, all my friends are dog people. Unfortunately, some of them are cat people. I hate cats. Cats and I don't get along at all. But horses, and we've got a lot of farmers that listen to the show. Why is it that, in your opinion, you think that the veterinarian industry is lacking so many vets and so many assistants and techs? Why is it that they aren't recruiting more of these college kids to get involved in being a veterinarian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cost of living for everybody is going up. Everything's so expensive now. And unlike, you know, when you go to the doctor, you have insurance typically that covers a big portion of that.
Sure.
And in the pet care industry, a lot of our clients don't have that. So even though we're charging a fraction of what a human doctor would, it's expensive when they have to come and pay those costs. So, and I think knowing that from the vet and the vet tech side can take a big emotional toll. You know, when you have these animals sick and hurt and they come in and the owners are upset and you can't really help them.
Right. They can't afford to take care of the animals. It's very expensive. And mm-hmm. sometimes it ends up, the animal ends up dying or having to be euthanized to eliminate the situation. And so you're thinking that maybe it's partly the inability to obtain some type of animal health insurance to relieve these costs is perhaps driving the industry to be sporadic and not a, I guess, steady enough business to be able to facilitate young people getting into it?
I mean, on the business side, I think that there's enough there for people to get into it. It's a long process. We have thousands of applicants just at MSU, and they can only accept 115. So it's competitive to get into the field. And then once you're in the field, it's an emotional toll. So we need to be able to keep those people in here and have that support from our families and friends as well as our clients.
Sure, absolutely. Interesting comment. One thing I wanted to ask you about, I mean, let's just, if you don't mind sharing, how much money has it cost you for your undergrad studies and then going on to vet school, going through this year of basically not working as far as, you know, getting paid full time as a veterinarian yourself because you're not licensed yet? Mm-hmm. What has been the total cost? Have you actually sat down and added everything up?
I haven't sat down and added it up because it's a big number.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. undergrad, I would say it probably cost $100,000 to get my bachelor's degree.
Okay.
And it's somewhere around $1,000 to $1,500 a credit. And in vet school right now, we're taking 19 credits a semester to get through vet school.
You're saying $1,000 per credit times 19. You're talking $19,000?
And that's not your living cost. Every year. Every semester.
So, not to get too personal with you, but I'm assuming you're not a multimillionaire?
No, I am not.
Okay. So, yeah. You haven't been able to write the checks for these and take it out of your trust that Grandpa left for you. How have you done this? Have you financed it with school loans? What's that kind of situation looking like?
So when I started college, fresh out of high school, I decided that writing scholarships was my new full-time job. Some people do, and I commend them for it. I was not one that could have a job and study as much as I wanted to retain everything.
Sure.
And I wanted to be the best student versus half the student, half paying it off.
Sure.
And every weekend I wrote scholarships, and I got denied for most of them, but I got some really good ones.
Excellent. Now, I'm assuming they paid a portion of it, but they didn't pay the whole thing.
When I graduated high school, I actually did get a full ride. I won the STAR scholarship.
Whoa.
And it's for Upper Peninsula students that wanted to further their education.
Good for you.
Thank you.
So you were able to secure that. And again, the undergrad you did was at Michigan State.
Yep. I did my animal science degree at Michigan State. So I did my pre-vet prerequisites while also having kind of a backup if I, you know, wanted to go into nutrition or genetics. It's all that same graduate degree.
Sure. Same general studies to get you started. Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this question. How hard was it being a Michigan State grad getting into the Michigan State University veterinarian college? Do they give their students preferential treatment, or are you treated the same as all the other applicants?
You're treated the same. 50% in-state and 50% out-of-state is what they accept into vet school. So
okay.
Whether you went to Lake Superior State up here in the Sioux, a small college, or Michigan State, you had the same chance of getting into vet school. So they do 50% in-state and 50% out.
Okay. And do you believe that there's a review board process that they look at the applications? Because you say they get thousands, but they only can take mm-hmm. 115 students per new year?
Yep. There's a huge application process, and it actually goes through like a national application. I think it's called VTNE, something like that.
Sure.
And you apply, and for MSU, if you had the minimum GPA, they don't weigh you against each other. So as long as you met that with your science requirements and your overall GPA,
mm-hmm.
you're moved on to the next phase. They don't use it to rank you. And then after that, it goes into your essays and how you answered your questions.
That totally sucks. I mean, if you think of the process,
mm-hmm.
here you are, you know, writing grants and doing everything you can, studying your butt off to do really well. What did you end up, what was your GPA when you left your undergrad with Michigan State?
I think I had like a 3.9. So I had a really good GPA, but it didn't rank me above anybody else. And that's why you need to really split your time with community service, volunteering, clubs. You really need to be well-rounded to get into vet school.
Unbelievable. So the minimum, what are you saying, like a 2.5 would be their minimum bottom line GPA to consider?
I think for science, you had to have at least a 3 point, if not somewhere between 3.2, 3.5.
Okay.
And then overall, between all your classes, you needed to be, I think, above a 3.5.
Oh, okay. So they don't just set the bar low and take everybody to look at for the first round, if you will, of the process.
Nope. It's still very competitive
elite.
There.
Yep. Very elite, very elite. Because one thing I know, I graduated from high school with National Honor Society, and I had the double braided gold, being north of 3.9 myself. But the point of this matter is this is all part of the process. Question, did you go to public schools in junior high and high school, or did you go to private schools?
I went to all public schools. I went to Bewadding here in the Sioux all the way up through eighth grade.
Okay.
And then I went to Sioux Area High School.
Okay. And what was your SATs when you took the test to apply for college?
I was above 1,300, but I don't remember exactly what I had.
1,600 was the best max, 100%. We're averaging 960 in public schools down here in the listening area below the bridge, and just struggling to understand why we're not getting better performance out of our public schools. But you obviously buckled down and did really well. You got 1,300.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know I did really well in English. That was one of my classes that I really enjoyed. I like math and science, which is why I'm in the veterinary field, but
right.
I did really well in English, and that can help you a lot in your testing skills and how you read the questions and narrow down your answers.
Sure.
And then also looping back to the scholarships.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's interesting to talk to a young person. We're excited that you plan to come and help Dr. Jeff, because God knows he needs the help.
He's a busy man.
He's a busy guy. And we've been talking about horses a lot. A lot of our beef farmers and pig farmers are reaching out to him. We're expanding the client base there for Sioux Animal Hospital. And when do you expect then? You sit for the exams in November. How long does it take to find out if you got passed your test and become a vet?
So the testing window is from November all the way through Christmas, and then we find out 4 weeks later. So they don't give you results any earlier if you take it at the beginning of the testing window, so everyone will find out in January.
Got it.
Then I find out if I pass that exam, and then you still have to finish out until your graduation so that you graduate and your license to be a veterinarian.
And your license. Well, you're going to come back on the show in January and tell us that you passed your exam. And when do you graduate, real quick?
May 2nd.
May 2nd. Then we'll have you on the show when you are officially a veterinarian up at Sioux Animal Hospital.
I'll be happy to come back.
All right. You have a good day. And go in there and supervise Jeff on that tooth extraction, will you?
I will.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sioux Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. Store it in your phone. Don't call me Saturday morning or text me asking for the number. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.